Emily, the second question is about Google and China, and whether I think it's a corporate move or a PR move or what have you. Well, I think it's a genuine move. I think that's quite obvious by now. If it was a PR move, they would have talked about it. They might not have done anything, but they've acted very quickly. And I think that's been very clear, that it's that they feel quite strongly about this, which is quite surprising considering what they've done before. So, you know, if one of the things we did very quickly was start serving up unfiltered search results, which is effectively breaking their agreement with the Chinese government. That's something they didn't necessarily need to do. They could have just talked about pulling out of China and carried on serving search results that the government approved of. I'm just going to run for a buzz. Right, I'm on the buzz now. Yeah, so I was saying that they immediately started serving up unfiltered search results. I can't remember whether they've postponed or cancelled the launch of one of their products in, I think it's the Google phone in China. They've really backed up what we've been saying with actions, and they've started internal investigations. I think it's very brave, and I think it's interesting that perhaps it supports the position of why they went into China in the first place, which was that if they didn't, effectively they've got themselves in a position in China where they can do this and have more of an impact than simply refusing to go into China in the first place. Now, that's probably a happy result that wasn't planned in the first place, but it's certainly convenient now. What does this mean for people, for internet users in China? Well, it means that apart from anything else, they're probably going to be more aware of the censorship. Now, clearly they are aware of it, and if you read a book like Anthony Lowenstein's book on the blogging revolution, he talks a bit about how people get around the censorship in places like China through kind of coded language, but that's probably the most immediate result. I can't particularly think of any more right now, but if I do, I'll get in touch.